Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing another win for the Tennessee Titans. They improved to 7-3. They've won two games in a row. They've won seven of their past eight. So, pretty good run the Tennessee Titans are on right now. Welcoming your thoughts also along on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe, we've discussed a lot of the offense tonight, or from last night's game this morning. Tannehill was sensational. Big game from Treylon Burks. Austin Hooper with a couple of touchdown passes. You know, apparently, you know, in Derrick Henry's words, maybe the second coming of Peyton Manning out there, him throwing the ball around like he has been. Good stuff from the Titans offense last night. Also some big drives from the defense too, just some big stands that they had. We talked about you get stuffed on fourth down if you're the Titans. You force a three and out right after that. You get the ball back and go nine plays, 41 yards for the touchdown, go up 14-6 in that game. There were some moments. Look, even in the fourth quarter, the Titans offense got stalled out and the Packers had a chance to get back in the game. And they could never get anything going. Now, some of that was, you know, Rodgers missing some throws, but some of that was also the Titans, and Rodgers talked about this in his press conference last night. They did a pretty good job of just basically gloving up the receivers for the Packers last night. And, you know, Watson made a couple of big catches. Lazard made a couple of big catches. Cobb came back, had some big catches across the middle. But I thought for the most part, Joe, Titans did a pretty good job in coverage last night.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, some of the bigger plays were pretty well covered, and just terrific throws, which, again, was strange when you looked at some – because some people on the text line have been pointing out, and correctly that, you know, Rodgers helped the Titans at times too. But for the most part, I mean, there really wasn't – I guess the closest thing to a bust you would have would be the second Watson TD, where it was a nice play design for the Packers, and it kind of was like Watson going right to left across the field, and, you know, Kalu got kind of fooled on that, and, it, you know, he ended up, you know, being way too open, you know crossing through the you know, going left in the end zone. But for the most part, you know, the coverage was sound. That's what they are. And look, I think the stopping the run aspect of this should not be underrated. You know, obviously the Packers are playing catch up in this game, but I still thought that they tried to, you know, keep the run going. You know, they tried to they wanted to run the ball. That's a huge part of their game plan this game. They go 19 for 56, Jones 12 for 40, Dillon 6 for 13. The dude who just destroyed the Titans 2 years earlier.
Yep.
You know, in a primetime game. I mean, that was really impressive. I thought the Titans a lot of times up front, and more when Autry was in there, but still just really kind of caved in that offensive line of the Packers on run plays.
Well, I mean, going into the game, I think Aaron Jones was averaging 5-6 a carry. So, I mean, he's been pretty electric this year. You hold him to 12 carries for 40 yards. It's 3-3 a carry. And A.J. Dillon, who, like you said, Joe, really just ran all over the Titans a couple of years ago. 6 carries, 13 yards for A.J. Dillon last night. 2.2 a carry. I mean, it's hard to ask for much better than that. They had 19 carries total on the night for 56 yards. That's 2.9 a carry. Against that rushing attack, which, as we talked about heading into the game, in 3 of their 4 wins this year, they've ran for over 200 yards. You hold that team to less than 60 yards rushing, it's pretty darn good. You'll take that every time if you're the Titans.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it was a very impressive performance. I mean, the Packers will also take 32 for 88. Packers will gladly take 32 for 88. Both defenses got that aspect of their game plan done. I mean, the Titans' ridiculous passing numbers, that's just the thing that no one would have guessed in this game. And I saw a lot of people on Twitter complaining because they took the under in this game, which, by the way, I thought going in was a pretty good idea, but that's why you just never know in this league, even with the Titans passing game.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Our friend Indy Ben on the text line has weighed in, says the Titans are the most well-coached team of no names in the league, particularly at the offensive line and in the passing game. It works for them in the regular season, but you got to have top passing games to go far in the postseason, as we've seen with teams like Kansas City, Tampa Bay, the Rams, and the Bengals in recent years. The fact that they are where they are is a huge credit to Vrabel and his coaching staff. The moaning regarding the offensive coordinator as of late has been ridiculous, as they've managed well for what they have in personnel and offense. Terrell Williams should be getting defensive coordinator offers from other teams in the offseason as well. So I would say 90% complimentary from Indy Ben in that text message, with a little bit of a jab of, with the passing game in postseason, when they're not quite Kansas City, Tampa Bay, and the Rams and the Bengals. Good stuff from Indy Ben.
Well, for the most part, I agree. I mean,
I do.
I the Titans, obviously, the year they got to the title game, they did it with defense and running the ball, and they got within a half of the Super Bowl. But, in that game, you had to be – I mean, really, in that game, you needed like a stop at one point once Mahomes got going. But you also needed a better passing game to try to keep up with him, right? So, I mean, but for the most part, year after year, teams usually – now, let's also remember the Niners. And they with Jimmy G, like, they got there and actually had one errant pass by him, and they win. So, they there are other ways. It's not all the same thing. It is mostly true. Because, if this team's going to make a run like that, it's not going to be having a bunch of 333-yard passing games from Tannehill, I don't believe. And I agree on Terrell Williams, and I just think that's a nice long text to Indy Ben. I'm just very disappointed you didn't give us any sort of Ursa press conference analysis.
Or any thoughts on Jeff Saturday. Still waiting on that, too. Come on, Indy Ben. Let's get that in there. Too. I got a texture that says, I'm pretty interested in what Vrabel said to Rodgers when he turned around and walked back to the sidelines whenever Tart got hurt. There did seem to be some, like, out of the side of his mouth comment to Aaron Rodgers there. I'm interested to hear what he had to say, too. I wonder if we'll ever find out.
You owe me a half pack of Winston lights.
That could be that. I mean, Rodgers said it again the other day. Apparently, he and Vrabel talk, like, I'm not going to say regularly, but like fairly regularly throughout the season. I did not expect that.
Yeah. You just never know, man. You just never know. Ramal says we're going to talk about the Tart picking. Yeah, Tart had a real injury at one point, but earlier than that, I was like, Lane Kiffin's looking at that saying, yes.
The replay is so funny, though.
It's pretty funny.
Because he's just standing there, and then it's like, ooh.
He just pulls up.
Like there's a sniper, yeah.
I will say there were a lot of Josh Heupel gifts being thrown around after that. I guess they caught him one time talking to a ref after that happened in the Ole Miss game, saying some expletives, and that was being tossed around a lot last night. It was pretty funny. We thought Twitter was dying last night for a little while. I enjoyed some of those gifts. It was good.
Is it going to die?
I have no idea. I know.
I'm ready if it is.
There was a big pattern last night of like people giving some farewell speeches on Twitter. I was like, y'all give it a rest. Just stop. But they kept going.
Yeah. I was talking with some other, I know some Wisconsin writers, and I was like, this may be it. But honestly, like, maybe it's good. Maybe it's okay. Like, maybe we can all just move on, and live our lives. I'm okay. I'm ready for it. Notorious B.I.G., amazing album, 1994, Ready to Die, That's how I feel about Twitter right now.
Oh, man. No, the Titans defensively last night, you did what you needed to do in the running game. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers missed some throws. And, I mean, the fact of the matter is you went to Lambeau with a team quarterback by Aaron Rodgers, and you gave up 17 points in the game. I mean, this Titans defense is operating at a level right now that it's going to give them a chance to win every game that they're in. Now, the question is, Joe, as you get through this weekend here and you got, you know, the 10-day break coming up, how healthy can you get? What does Christian Fulton's status look like with a hamstring? Obviously, we'll see about Denico Autry. That'd be a huge loss if he can't go. With this break, is this going to help Bud Dupree get back in there and finally get over this hip? Like that to me continues to be the biggest question with the defense. Can you get healthy at any point, and how much will the next, you know, 10, 11 days off help you there?
Well, I think it'll help with a lot of situations. You know, like you can expect Simmons to probably look more like Simmons. You know, Hooker should be back. I mean, he was close. Molden should be back. He was close. Who am I forgetting? You know, I mean, those guys are saying, if Dupree can't be back for this next game, I mean, you got real problems there. And that's my question. I mean, you know, I wrote about Treylon Burks, but one thing I wrote is like this had the makings of an incredible defense. If you think about Landry and Dupree, like all the player pieces they could have in there with what they do have and what it could be, they're still really good. I will say that at some point, you lose enough key players and it just what are you supposed to do? Like you can't expect it to just be the same level. Look, the TD to Watson yesterday, if that's Hooker on the field, does that happen?
I don't know.
You know, they can still be better. Autry out for an extended period. I think Autry has been the second best defensive player on this team in the last 2 years after Jeff Simmons. That would be a big problem for this team. You can't, the DeMarcus Walkers and those guys have done terrific work, but you still have to have your key guys. You can't keep losing them. So if you get all the guys I just mentioned back, which I think they will, that bodes well for the Bengals. I mean, they got some big matchups coming up. Bengals and Eagles, PTSD games coming up, you know?
Well,
big prove-it games. But without Autry, and I have to think it's at least going to be a bit of time for him, that's going to hurt.
Well, I just keep, pure curiosity's sake, get healthy. I just want to see what this defense looks like when everybody's healthy. Like, how good can they be if everybody's healthy? Just my own selfish reasons of watching this team play football. They're already great without everybody being healthy. How good can they be when everybody is?
Yeah, and of course, then if they get everybody, then it's like, now what if you threw Landry in? But, hey, you can't play that game. That's just not going to happen. Hypothetical here from Tom in Nolensville, by the way, the Knights.
Oh, yeah.
Paige, huge game tonight. That's right. You know it. In Nolensville. But he says, strictly speaking, hypothetically, would you rather have next year as your quarterback, Ryan Tannehill or Aaron Rodgers? Tom,
let's not
get
the
question. I get the question after that game, but yes, I will answer Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, let's not get carried away out there.
Although, how many cigarettes would that mean for Vrabel if he was on this
team?
It'd be a
lot. Yeah, maybe a little less time game planning, a little bit more time ripping heaters with your quarterback, as Rodgers put it.
That film room will be smoked just I got clam bake in there, man.
It'll be a part of their handshake, lighting a cig.
Yeah, it will. 615-737-1025. More of your thoughts on the Titans and the Packers coming up next. Let me tell you about my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. Now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because right now new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. All you got to do is sign up with promo code ROB. The Cowboys and the Vikings taking place this weekend. That's a big game in the NFC. I'm going to go the Vikings on the money line, and I'm going to go Justin Jefferson as an anytime touchdown. But you can take it any way you want to take it. Just make sure you do it on FanDuel, all in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. They've got great live betting options every day, and you get your winnings paid quickly when you win. So sign up today with promo code ROB for your no-sweat first bet. Once again, that promo code is ROB. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
I thought it was executed perfectly.
There is no lobby for that one?
I had been lobbying for that one. I would get that one called as soon as we could.
That was Mike Vrabel on the Derrick Henry jump pass touchdown last night. Great play by the Titans there. Austin Hooper catches the pass, and Derrick Henry throws another touchdown. Quite the passer rating for Derrick Henry last night, too. Who knew that Derrick Henry's passer rating would be higher than Aaron Rodgers last night, Joe? It's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, what's his career passer rating?
It's got to be great.
Pretty strong, I'd say.
It's got to be strong.
Yeah, what do you, the 118.8 last night, yeah. Two for four yards.
That's right.
Guys, I was hoping he was going to get a passing touchdown, a rushing touchdown, and then also a receiving touchdown.
I mean, he came close.
Two of three.
He was one guy away from breaking that screen for the receiving touchdown. He could have had all three. That'd be something.
Yeah, he was. It was very close. So I'm just noticing this because, honestly, I didn't even look at his line. So that thing that I thought was a handoff to Brooks was actually a pop pass.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. All right. This box score makes sense to me now. Thank you.
615-737-1025. Taking your thoughts on the Titans on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You know, I look at this game for the Titans, and now you're 7-3. You're in a great spot in the division, obviously. But don't look now, Joe. They're also in a great spot in the AFC. Like, you know, Kansas City's at 7 wins as well. You're ahead of Buffalo at the moment, which, by the way, they have moved the Buffalo game from Orchard Park on Sunday. So, no fun in the snow out there in Buffalo. It was thunder snowing. I saw some videos.
Yeah, Detroit will get to see an actual professional NFL team someday.
Hey, man, they're on 2-game winning streak.
This is true.
Two divisional wins.
Might be second best team in that division.
Hey, whenever they have a chance to screw up their draft position, they're going to take that opportunity.
But I will say, Joe, I allowed myself last night as I'm watching this Titans offense operate, and I don't want to overreact because there's still a large body of work that we've seen, but their record is what their record is. Like, I allowed myself to start thinking about, you know, what about that one seed? That one seed could be possible again if you're the Titans. I know there are Titans fans right now that are thinking to themselves, yeah, no thanks. We see how the one seed has worked out for us at home every time we've had it in the history of the franchise thus far, and I understand that. But, I mean, the Titans at the moment, Joe, that's a realistic conversation, which I did not know, especially after the beginning of this season when they started 0-2, that would ever be a realistic conversation. But it is right now. I'm not saying that they'll get there. I'm not saying that I'll pick them to get there. But it is a realistic conversation as they sit here at 7-3 today.
Is it really?
Yeah. Look at the standings.
Well, I know. I say that I haven't looked at like what Buffalo and Kansas City have ahead of them. I still like that. Like, you're probably right, but I still can't get my head around that. That doesn't seem right to me. What? Now, granted,
right now, I mean, well, Miami's at 7 wins, the Titans are at 7 wins, and Kansas City's at 7 wins. Only three teams in the AFC.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, the thing is, you know, of course, you lose the tiebreaker to both the Chiefs and the Bills, who, yep, I still think are the best two teams. Keep an open mind. You never, I mean, the Titans have, you know, some tough games, of course, coming up. I mean, the next two are tough games, but I think they can't beat the Bengals at home. I think they can beat the Bengals at home. You know, going to Philly, that's going to be a fun one. Yeah, boy, is that going to be fun. A lot of reasons that one will be fun. There's nothing on the schedule. There's nothing on the schedule that's all that daunting, but there are a lot of games they could lose. It's just,
sure.
I still expect Buffalo to assert itself and get the one. That's what I still expect. But I don't know. Josh Allen is throwing terrible picks, and they're losing games that they easily could win. So the fact that it's even a possibility here, double-digit games into the season, is definitely not something I ever thought we'd talk about.
Well, just think about the conversation after the Buffalo game for the Titans, right? I mean, you're 0-2. You've lost to the New York Giants, which at the time we thought was a terrible loss. And the Giants just continue to roll off wins. on the other side. So you're 0-2. You got your doors blown off on the road at Buffalo. And you're like, man, you got the Raiders coming in here. They got Devontae Adams and Darren Waller and all these guys. That offense could get cooking at any moment. Titans could be in some real trouble here. And they've rolled off 7-8, and now they're at 7-3 on the season and well-positioned to win their third consecutive divisional title and are one of three teams total, two other teams in the AFC that have reached the 7-win mark so far this year. I mean, we got a question on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Like, we were talking about the preseason win total. You know, what would that look like? And some people said 8, some people said 9, some people said 10. I think the highest I heard for the Titans this year was 11 after the Landry injury. And now you're at 7-3, like 10, 11, 12. It's on the board for the Titans as they move forward here.
Yeah, and look, I mean, there's also – there's a lot of losses that could be on there,
sure,
right? If they're – you know, if – and I still wonder, like, health-wise, you know, what's – is it going to change? Because I – As great as they've been at adjusting to those things, like there are limitations for all teams on that. But no, it's amazing again that we're talking about it. I think that what in the world? Someone sending me a. Sending me a thing about Downing that I assume is fake, but I don't know, on Twitter. But anyway.
All right.
Yeah,
yes,
sorry.
I'm like, looking too. I'm very confused.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's a claim that there's no way that's real, right? No. I wouldn't think so. But anyway, sorry. Now that's some good radio right there. Look, if they can throw the ball like that, if they can build on that, they can do something, and they can do something in the playoffs. I mean, like, Indy Ben's point is right, of course, but they were never gonna. I mean, last year, if they don't turn it over and they play their game in two games at home, they're going to go to the Super Bowl, and they're not going to go to the Super Bowl with some amazing passing offense, right? I mean, they had A.J. Brown, but their protection issues were there last year. You know, their formula is what it is, and it's not a non-starter. But look, the defense is just – if you have a defense this good, there are teams that have won it that have had average defenses and dominant offenses, but there have been teams with dominant defenses and not great offenses that have also done it. It's less likely, it's less common, but it can and has happened.
We'll take more of your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Our phone lines are open, so give us your thoughts on the Titans and their big win last night against the Packers. We have the Rex Rant coming up later this hour at 745, so looking forward to all that as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda J. Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Talking Titans and Packers. Let's get to some of your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a lot of text on the job that Todd Downing did last night, the Titans offense as a whole. I said earlier, Joe, that I thought that was potentially the best game that Ryan Tannehill has played as a member of the Titans. 22 of 27, 333 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Did have the one interception, but I thought he was awesome last night against the Packers. So I guess it's... As you look at this offense moving forward, how big of a revelation was Treylon Burks last night? Joe, we were talking about that this week, the light bulb game for a player. We saw it with Christian Watson on Sunday for the Packers. He followed it up with two touchdowns again last night. It kind of seems like the light bulb has come on for Christian Watson. 7 catches, 111 yards for Treylon Burks last night on 8 targets. Could that be maybe a light bulb type of game for him?
Well, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that's a huge breakthrough for Treylon Burks. And that first play, you hate to take the third play from scrimmage of a football game and make it too big, but it's the terrible situation. The Titans, whenever they get into it, it often usually doesn't go well. They came into the game, the team with the most 3-and-outs in the NFL. They were starting out with a 3-and-out. You know, you get to 3rd-and-7, and the pass was fantastic. I mean, that set the tone kind of for Tannehill's night, but it set the tone for Burks' night too. You know, drops it in the bucket. Burks beats his man, whose name is eluding me right now. You know who it is.
I'm trying to think who it was.
Yeah, I wrote about it too, and I like I have it in front of me, and I still forget it. It was the other corner. Anyway, he was in the slot. It was Trips lined up to the left between
Nixon.
Nixon, exactly, Keyshawn Nixon. So, that play was a just look at the Titans sideline. You know, that was a big moment, very early, but a big moment, and definitely a tone setter for the whole game. Chunk plays all over the place. Woods has a 32-yarder. Henry has the throwback screen. Chig has a 31-yarder. And again, some of them are wide open. That one wasn't, but it was open. He beat a guy straight up and showed that he doesn't have to just be a get the ball quickly and run after the catch. He still hasn't done a ton after the catch this year. Like, you see it. You see the power, the speed. But, twice in this game, of course, he got loose deep and made those plays, tracked the ball in the air. And they just need that so badly. They need him so badly to make a difference. He still only played 48% of the snaps.
Yeah.
It was still Woods and Westbrook-Ikhine still, had by – but basically it was those three guys. I mean, Cody Hollister had like 7 snaps, And I understand that someone right now is in their car saying 7 too many. But it's basically like they went with like 3 receivers last night. And Burks – emerging like that is absolute chicken soup for this offense.
Well, it is, and you factor in Woods and his performance on top of that. 6 catches for 69 yards last night, made some key conversions on third down. That's the thing, especially in the first half. I talked about it earlier. They went 6-9 on third down in the first half, so keeping those drives alive, moving the ball down the field. I mean, Tannehill at the half was 14-18 for 127 yards. They just, I thought, executed what they wanted to do perfectly. And Burks was a big part of that. I mean, those two deep plays, the first one, which you just talked about, and I know it was quote-unquote garbage time for the second one, but, Joe, I mean, that's Jaire Alexander. He's the highest-paid cornerback in the league, and that's Treylon Burks going up against him one-on-one and winning that route, coming down with the ball. Like, I know it's 2:04 left in the game, and a game you're up by 10 points. Like, that play means something to me. That's going up and getting that ball over that guy is – that's a pretty legitimate play from Treylon Burks.
Yeah, I mean, he said he was kind of surprised when he heard the play call in the huddle. And I a lot of people commented on that play. Is that Vrabel sticking it to LaFleur? Some reason people are thinking it's Vrabel sticking it to A.J. Brown. I think that might be a little bit of a stretch there. I think Vrabel's thinking about A.J. Brown. During a game, but sticking. As Vrabel said, Tannehill said too. It's technically speaking, the Titans couldn't kneel down to end the game.
Correct.
So you do that. You knew that this clock was stopping anyway at the 2-minute warning. You run a run play, and it's still going to take 2 seconds off or 4 seconds off the clock. It was 2:04 left. So why not? If you have an incompletion, it doesn't matter. It's a 2-minute warning either way. And they hit it, and then they're able to do victory formation. Still unnecessary because you're up 10, and like the game, you have to punt, and then they have 12 seconds to be down 10. So the game was over. It was technically garbage time, but they did allow themselves to do victory formation, and they allowed themselves to see Traylon Burks make another play, and also show defense as Traylon Burks making another play. So there's some value in that.
John on the text line says, no Hooper love. Oh, we got some Austin Hooper love. He played really well last night. Two touchdown catches, and he continues to be a part of this offense that continues to, I think, evolve on a weekly basis. And really, Joe, ever since I said I was done with him, he just continues to ball out there for the Titans.
Austin Hooper and Princeton Fant should give you, when Fant gets the NFL and becomes the next Taysom Hill, and they should give you a percentage of their paychecks.
I agree.
Yeah, Hooper, like the jump pass, but then, the other TD that he caught, it was close. He got it, but it popped out fast. And, of course, the Packers thought maybe they had a pick. But four targets, four catches. I thought a really good catch and a really tight window throw on one that I thought was a first down, and somehow that got overturned. I'm still a little confused by that overturned. They got the fourth down conversion. But there's no doubt that he's becoming, a more consistent part of the offense. Looks more like it did in the preseason. Last night, Robert Woods looked more like I thought he did in the preseason, So you still only are getting like one play from Chickaconco, one or two in a game. You'd love to see that increase, but it's a good play.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Alex from Montreal on the text line says, couple of thoughts, hell of a game for both units despite the injuries. I think we found Dylan Radins. A healthy Titans team can definitely go very deep. They're the best coach team in the NFL. Have a good weekend. This is from Alex from Montreal on the text line. That's a very, very sunshiny take from Alex there. I appreciate it on the text line.
Well, look, they are Vrabel, the coach of the year, he should be in there.
He should.
He should be in there, it's pretty remarkable. 10-2 on the short rest, so like he's good after the idle week or off, that's also acceptable.
Thank you.
He's good on short rest. I guess, does that mean that he's not like is his normal week record just average then?
I don't know.
and special situations are always winning, but no, it's really impressive. It's really impressive what they're doing and what he's doing. I'd say, how many teams in this league would hire him right now if they could hire him?
There's a lot.
I mean, there are plenty of coaches who are doing well, having success. But I bet it's easily more than half the league would snap their fingers right now and hire Vrabel right away if they could.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I've said for weeks now, I think he belongs in the coach of the year conversation. I don't know that he's going to win it again. I mean, there's a lot of different guys that you could point to when it comes to that this year. But I'll put it to you this way: there's nobody in the NFL that is coaching better than Mike Vrabel right now. Nobody. Not one person. And you can go up and down the list. There's not one person you're going to find that's getting more out of his group than what Mike Vrabel has done the last 2 years. It's just plain and simple to me.
Yeah. No, it's very impressive. And again, not just him. Someone earlier said Terrell Williams. I agree. I mean, the D-line, the variety of guys they've gotten to play at their best level as pros here kind of tells you something about what he's done as a D-line coach. Shane Bowen. I mean, again, last night was a good night for Todd Downey. We had a lot of this, Robbie, on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Can we get a quick review of Radins? A lot of Radins talk today. David says, didn't watch him specifically, but I don't think he was all that bad. No, I have not stepped into the film room, okay, to do a detailed breakdown of Dylan Radins' night.
Hashtag Joe's watch, film room?
Well, I don't really have a film room. I have a reality TV room that I sometimes get sports on the TV. I did watch Radins and Brewer a fair amount last night, and I thought they were good. Radins has, when he's had to play, he's been a good run blocker. I just didn't see. I can't recall one instance, and again, I didn't watch every play specifically those guys, but where it was obvious that the issue in protection was him or Brewer.
Yeah.
Again, did I miss a play or two? Very possible. But for the most part, yeah, I would say he did just fine.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Brewer get just smoked once, and it was Kenny Clark on a running play, and he basically shoved him back into Derrick Henry. Other than that, I thought he held up pretty well at center, too. Like, that's maybe an underrated part of the game last night, Joe. I know Aaron Brewer has played center before, but when you've been at guard the whole year, it's cold, the conditions are what they are. To not have any snap issues last night and to be able to run the offense and, you know, not have bust at the line, I thought Aaron Brewer and the Titans coaching staff did a great job from that standpoint last night, too.
Yeah, no question. I think it's really impressive. And I think that Aaron Brewer, Titans long-term center, is a very real possibility moving forward.
Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. We'll take your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063, the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
The Lions.
Oh my gosh.
You got the Lions.
I got the Lions.
You guys both have the Lions making yes. the playoffs?
Yes.
Playoffs?
I know it sounds far-fetched. I know it does, Willie.
There okay. we go.
And it is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 here on the program. Joe, with this beautiful song in the background, I turn things over to you.
Yeah, the song's beautiful, but thank you for bringing back the sound of people picking the Lions to make the playoffs. D-Mace, D-Mace has got to know better than that. You know, D-Mace has been able to dunk on Michelle, you know, this week with Michigan State beating Kentucky, but you always have that, which I'm sure is part of why you found that, right, Michelle? Because you're like,
Of course.
Yeah. You've always got him. It was Chase too? Chase and D-Mace?
Oh, yes.
Picked the Lions? My goodness.
Gladly yeah. picking the Lions.
So, this is an interesting situation with the rant. Because there may be a situation going on, which I'm not even going to get into at this point until there's verification. But it's let's make this a rant in general about play calling second guessing. Okay, because the reason I am doing this is it's not about Todd Downing necessarily. It's just about, like, if you are a fan of a football team who wants to believe that your troubles are all related to your offensive coordinator, then you will absolutely bend your mind like a pretzel to at times just sound ultimately ridiculous. My favorite, I got a tweet, and I'm not going to go back and call out who did it, but I got it. The Titans went for it on 4th and 1 last night after that 18-play drive, which really what they ran 19 plays. One of them was, you know, didn't count because of penalty, but
yeah,
they ran Derrick Henry on 4th and 1. And I laughed out loud in the press box, and we all, you know, the Titans media there were just like, you know, the tweet was, what an uncreative call on 4th and 1, you know? And I'm like, if I had the time, I would go back and I would search that person's history. And I promise you, on the Chig handoff,
oh, yeah,
or the Malik handoff, I guarantee you'd be like, how could you do anything but give it to Derrick Henry in that situation?
Yeah.
Like, and then someone also was like, you know, they got stopped. Like, why didn't you take the points? And I'm like, no, man. You go that far, you run that many plays, you have 4th and 1, you need to go ahead and try to score a touchdown. You have Josh Lambeau kicking for you. But you know, just the – again, if you don't like an OC, that's fine. We've talked a ton about Downing all year because he hasn't been great, but like you can't seriously tell me that giving the ball to Derrick Henry, suddenly you want creativity. Like that's the right call. It's give the ball to Derrick Henry. It's execute. It's get a yard. It's basically the right call every time, unless it's a quarterback sneak. Or if it's third and one and you want to try something and maybe play action and hit somebody and knowing that on fourth and one, you're going to give the ball to Derrick Henry. So I just found I found that funny last night. Like I said, just the entire Downing conversation right now is maybe not something to get into a ton. So we'll see. We'll see how things unfold as the show goes on. For people who have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm sorry. You're just going to have to remember that a lot of times I say weird stuff that makes no sense on this show. Just, you know, I what can I do?
Well, I'll add one to it. I mean, I got into some Twitter discussions last night of the play that Tannehill threw the pick on. I think it was second and one on that play. And there are a lot of people like, well, why would you throw the ball there on second and one? To which my response is, there's really never a time that I'm not throwing the ball on second and one. I want to throw the ball on second and one every single time, especially with the way that passing attack was carving up the Packers defense last night. I have no problem with them throwing the ball there. So that was had nothing to do with play calling there. That was pretty much as simple as, first off, Rasul Douglas making a great read on the play, and secondly, Ryan Tannehill not seeing him drop back into coverage like that.
I'm almost offended when people don't try to take a play action shot on second one.
I agree.
I mean, especially if you're like, I guess it depends. If you're like the Titans who do feel like they can get a yard when they need a yard, they have a pretty good guy for that. And especially, and you struggle to get explosive plays in the passing game, you better try it every time on second one. And yeah, you know, on that play, it actually, you know, I think if the ball's out earlier and or that becomes a post as opposed to a like the crossing pattern, then I think it's a touchdown. But you're right. Rasul Douglas made a great play on it, and that was Tannehill's one. Really, like one bad play of the night, right? I mean, he had
that was it.
He had four other incompletions. I don't remember. Were there any drops, by the way? I mean, that's been a thing for the Titans, too, and I don't recall any egregious drops last night.
No, I think it was – I mean, it was an impressive performance by the receivers last night. I mean, Tannehill was great, but it, as has been pointed out on the text line a couple of times, like some of the contested catches or combat catches or whatever term you want to throw out there where they've not really been coming up very big all year long, I mean, some of the catches they made last night were big time. I mean, look, that the last touchdown pass that Tannehill threw to Hooper, which was originally called incomplete and then called a touchdown, and I looked at the replay and I was like, I don't know how you call that incomplete. That's either a touchdown or an interception. There's really no in-between. But that was – I mean, go back and look at that throw. It was a phenomenal – he fitted in between three guys on the Packers defense, and Hooper makes the catch. I mean, it's just – that was a confident throw from Ryan Tannehill, and he just ripped it in there. That's a great play last night.
No, he absolutely, and he made a lot of throws like that where it was the timing, and it was now, and it was zip too. And you know, that's what's interesting too. I mean, Tannehill's coming off the ankle. You saw the impact against Denver. I thought on velocity on some of his throws, you can see that it affected him. So then it's a short week, and I just thought like he was ripping them. Like you said, he ripped a lot of them. And even moving around, you know, it was you could tell he was a little bit slowed down from normal. But, of course, he had the one play where he trying to get that yard. And whew, I would not advise doing what he did, but it is another one of those. Toughness is not one of those things that should be questioned. I got to get to this Herb in Kentucky. Yes, you just described what stupid bias is, just like when you talk about Elon Musk. Thank you, Herb. You know what's amazing is that Elon Musk, in destroying Twitter, also has time to have a burner on our show. That is fantastic. Elon, I am eternally mesmerized by your greatness. Thank you.
This has been the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 7:45. Here on the program. Coming up next, we'll continue the conversation on the Titans. We'll be joined by Nick Suss from the Tennessean, who covers the Titans for that newspaper. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.